This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In China, people walking while texting or on their cell phones are called the heads down tribe. Some shopping malls there have created separate walking lanes for this tribe. Voters in San Francisco voted no on an initiative said that one city could not poach sports teams from another city. San Francisco is in the process of assisting the Golden State Warriors to move there from Oakland. Maine voters are now debating an experiment in ranked choice voting that allows them to pick candidates in order of preference in order to try to find winning candidates that get over 50% support. U.S. Supreme Court has asked the Trump administration to weigh in on a petition asking the court to find that federal law blocks Los Angeles from requiring businesses at Los Angeles International Airport to negotiate labor peace agreements with unions that request them. KPMG, the global auditing firm, has been implicated in the corruption and tax scandal involving South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma, the ANC, and his family. The Pope congratulated oil companies on making progress on climate change, but said it was not enough. He called for more action on climate, saying there's no time to lose. Experts are raising the danger of turning rich suburbs blue, arguing that the political culture of upscale suburbs revolves around resource hoarding of educational advantages, opposition to integration and affordable housing, defense of homeowner tax and other privileges, and opposition to raising wages in support of unions. Researchers who looked at the home ranges of more than 4,000 threatened birds, mammals, and amphibians worldwide for a 2014 study found that protected areas miss 85% of them. Polls indicate that two-thirds of African Americans believe that the national anthem protests are acceptable. Black columnists have long discredited the suppressed third stanza, "No refuge can save the hireling and the slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave." That can be read as an embrace of slavery and anger towards the British for offering emancipation in the War of 1812 to enslaved African Americans. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.